as a woman, if you had his ear, how would you ask him to handle this? Because, you know, the whole world is going to be watching on March 25th.
Well, if as a woman who has talked to the president before, if I had his ear tomorrow, I would first ask him straight out, is this true? And if it turns out to be true, and if he looked at me and said yes, then I said, sir, you probably need to resign now. Because this is, I think, a resignation type offense. If he is behind, and that's the question, if he is behind, and if there is real proof that shows that people went and intimidated this woman and threatened her physically to stay silent, that right there does not need to be in the highest office of the United States. But the question is, there has to be strong proof of it, and it needs to be shown now. So that would be my advice to the president. If it is true, then you need to resign, because there's no excuse for that whatsoever. There's no way to justify those types of action in this country.
Wow. And you've been as good a supporter of President Trump and his administration as he can find out there.
Absolutely. And that's why that's what I'm saying. If, and the key word is if, and it has to be, you know, without a reasonable doubt, you are innocent until proven guilty. But these charges are that strong of a charge right now. And so we need to find out the truth in these charges. And this isn't something that needs to be played out in a major media with teases in 60 seconds. This is actually a real issue that I do believe that Stormy Daniels and her attorney need to immediately appear in front of a judge or immediately produce the evidence to show that she was physically threatened while this president was in the White House to remain silent.